We're here with head coach Brady Smith of the Carrington Cardinals. They win the state qualifier 15-5 over the top seed of Thompson Tommies. Coach, has second place ever felt so much like first place before?
Not at all. You know, we were in this position last year, and, you know, we finally got the monkey off our backs and, you know, being able to do it without one of our seniors that we lean on in Isabel Wendell. So, you know, the girls were talking before the game of playing it for her, and now Isabel gets to play three more games with us.
You talk about that first inning. It really started kind of inauspicious. You get two quick ground outs, and then kind of the patience showed. You get two walks, you get a nice double, and then just what was the energy like after that home run to put your team up 4-0?
Yeah, that definitely set the tone for, you know, not only the inning but the rest of the game as well. I really loved our patience with, you know, both pitchers that we saw from Thompson throughout the game today, not chasing anything out of the zone, putting solid swings and hitting the ball super hard today. So yeah, that was great to see pretty much all throughout the lineup. You know, they say hitting is contagious, and that really showed today.
Interesting part in your position is you get to watch the championship game beforehand. Were you telling your team at all after Thompson got themselves down early, kind of like they're not machine, they're human? Because Thompson beat you by 10 runs plus in your first two times you played them, and they beat you by a decent amount when you played them in the first playing game. So did you just say that this is not a machine, they can be beat after Mayport took them down?
You know, we were watching that first game, and the message was it doesn't really matter who we play. We're going to have to show up and beat whoever we play. So, you know, I think it helped us as a team and us coaches playing them a couple times already. We've known that we can play with them, but, you know, we've had a couple innings here and there where everything just kind of snowballs. They start to hit the ball. We make some errors, and we finally waited until the right time to limit the damage and make all the plays when we were supposed to.
Talking about limiting the damage, Kelly Hewitt had a tremendous game with the stick. But you talk about that first inning. You get the four-run lead, but then it gets drifted down to one. But then she comes back and she sits down, what is it, 10 straight batters to get yourself in the position to possibly win it in 5-6 innings. Just what can you tell us about just the type of player she is to kind of be able to have the mental fortitude to shake off a slow start and then five great innings of work afterwards?
Yeah, she's shown that not only this year but the last couple of years, just getting better and better, being more consistent with her strikes, you know, being consistent, throwing strikes, you know, mixing in some off speed. It doesn't matter how many pitches. I don't think she would have thrown. If we would have played yesterday, she was going to take the ball again. She's definitely our go-getter. You've seen that all year long. And just, you know, I could tell her mental toughness throughout the year just continually progress as well. I wouldn't have want anyone else to pitch that game besides Callie.
One last thing, Coach. Tell us about, you know, the fan support that showed out here today. You know, school just got out a few days ago, but the parents showed up today to support this great team. So tell us how much the fan support meant everybody showing up for this game.
Yeah, it's been awesome all year long. You know, especially at our home games, it seems like the entire bleachers are full, and down the foul lines is full as well, with even opposing fans as well. So, yeah, I don't think a lot of fans in Carrington would have wanted to miss this game, and I'm happy we had the show because we put on a show for them today, and that was a lot of fun.
Well, Coach Smith, you are heading to state. This is Jerry Edwards with KDEX signing off. Yep. Yeah.